Greetings. I'm Kathleen Holt, coordinator of the HPPR Radio Readers Book Club. I'm happy to be with you today to kick off the Spring 2026 read, Route 66, 100 Years on the Mother Road. In 1926, U.S. Route 66 stitched together small towns, big cities, farms, deserts, dreams, and desperation. Over the next century, the Mother Road became more than pavement. It became a symbol of movement and reinvention, of loss and possibility, of who gets to travel freely and who is pushed to the margins. This season of the Radio Readers Book Club marks the centennial of Route 66, with four books that explore the road from different angles as a path of migration, a site of personal reckoning, a cultural myth, and a living, changing place. Together, these works invite you to consider how Route 66 reflects the American story, both then and now. Some history. According to U.S. Department of Transportation's Federal Highway Administration, in the early 1900s, Cyrus Avery of Tulsa, Oklahoma, a realtor and owner of a coal company, began acquiring oil leases. He needed to reach the barren lands around him, and he needed a roadway from the Midwest to Western lands connecting cities along the way. With John Woodruff of Springfield, Missouri, Avery promoted the idea of bringing prosperity to Tulsa and other parts west. Unlike the straight Lincoln Highway, Route 66 did not follow a linear course. Its diagonal course linked hundreds of rural communities from Chicago to Kansas and on to Los Angeles, enabling farmers to transport grain and produce. By the 1930s, the trucking industry was using Route 66. Truckers enjoyed the easier drive across the prairie lands and milder climates than the northern routes offered. It seems fitting to kick off our season listening to the lyrics of that iconic song, Get Your Kicks on Route 66. And whether you knew Bobby Troup's 1946 song as it was recorded by Nat King Cole and his trio, or Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters version, or perhaps you knew Chuck Berry's 1961 version, or even later versions by the Rolling Stones or Depeche Mode. You knew a song created and inspired by mid-20th century vehicle travel. So crank up your music and listen as we take off with the Spring 2026 read, Route 66, 100 Years on the Mother Road. Through it, we'll remember, we'll share memories, and hopefully we'll inspire modern-day adventures down one of the most important journeys in American history. If you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, take the highway that is the best, or so says the song.
On Route 66, get your kicks on Route 66.